Today's podcast is brought to you by, for the first time,
two
sponsors.
Hey.
We are literally growing by dozens of dollars a day.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
This is fantastic. And we should preface these sponsorship bits by saying that we only accept sponsors on the podcast if they have a product that we really support, believe in, and or use if possible.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we can't use the first sponsor's product, Health IQ, because they are US life insurance and we are Canadians.
But it's still amazing because it's something that used to rant and rave about all the time when you were an investment advisor, the fact that healthy people paid more for life insurance than unhealthy people, but no more.
Yes. Health IQ has set up their company in such a way that triathletes, swimmers, cyclists, runners, vegans, people who take care of themselves can get as much as a 25% savings on their life insurance, which really just makes sense. That's the way that it should be. That was one of the ranty and ravey things because guys like me, I had to pay just as much as
the burger and fries, mm-hmm. never getting off the couch guy.
Yes. Yes. Not ideal. If you want to learn more about Health IQ, go to healthiq.com/triathlon Taryn. They've bundled up all of the triathlete specific information there. Or if you end up calling in or just going to the website on your own, use the code triathlon Taryn. It's not going to save you any money because Health IQ is already
saving you the money.
Ideally saving you money. But let's Health IQ know that you came from us and helps support the show.
And our other sponsor, welcome to the show, Four Sigmatic and their mushroom coffees / drinks.
That's right. This is one that I actually use. I started using Four Sigmatic in early 2017 because I was finding that just the 3 cups of coffee that I have a day was enough to kind of get me addicted. Like I was feeling like I craved it, even though I didn't really want it.
And it didn't taste good.
And that, yeah, by the end of it, like you get that acid feeling and an energy crash at the end of the day. Not with Four Sigmatic. They only have 50 milligrams of caffeine, which is about a quarter to a half as much as a typical cup of coffee. And because it's mushroom based, you don't have that energy crash. You don't have the stomach rot. And it's tasty stuff.
Well, and this applies too to non-coffee drinkers because these drinks have benefits that a lot of people can use or would be beneficial to them because they're benefits. So they're made out of mushrooms, all kinds of different mushrooms, cordyceps, lion's mane, chaga, and all of these mushrooms are being found. There's tons of research going into it that they're huge for things like, you know, immune function.
Yeah. The chaga elixir is not necessarily a coffee, more of an immune booster.
Right. And then there's lion's mane, which supports memory and concentration. You had that this morning. You are clearly on the ball right now.
Oh, I am firing on all cylinders right now.
So really cool stuff. Tastes really good. You love the taste of it. You mm-hmm. drink this stuff all the time now. And again, tons of benefits for coffee drinkers and non-coffee drinkers alike.
Yeah. And we've worked out a deal with Four Sigmatic that if you go to foursigmatic.com/triathlon Taryn or use the coupon code triathlon Taryn, you can save 15% on any order, not a first order, not a second order, not like limited time only, all the time. Disclosure, that is an affiliate link. So it does help us out if you use that, but help me help you.
Yes, it's good. Go buy it. Yes. Now on to the show.
Today's podcast guest is us.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, just NTK and I. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year whenever you're listening to this. I think it's going to be a day before New Year's Eve.
When you're posting this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so Christmas has come and gone. When is Hanukkah?
Past? Mm-hmm.
Early December, mid-December?
Yeah, we just got through it.
Okay. So happy late Hanukkah. I realized that Jewish people on Christmas Day have the roads all to themselves. Some Jewish friends were bike riding this morning and they had just free and clear roads for miles.
And Muslim friends. All of the other religions.
All inclusive. Yes. Congratulations to you all for your lovely rides on December 25th. We're recording this on Christmas Day. And we're sitting in our PJs having a delicious coffee. And what do you have? Water.
I already had my coffee.
And we thought that we should kind of wrap up 2017 and talk about how the year went, some highlights, where we're going to go in 2018. Bit of a thank you to all you Trainiacs. So let's start off with this. I have not asked you this since we started the vlog. February 1st was the very first vlog. And I think it was probably about 3 weeks that I was formulating the idea of it in my head and deciding if I was or was not going to do it. NTK, as I was deciding to do a daily vlog, how did you feel about that? What was going on in your head?
when you come up with a thing, it doesn't matter what I think, you're going to do it anyway. So that's it. I guess he's going to do it.
Were you excited? Were you scared? Were you rolling your eyes?
None of the above. I don't know. You know what you're doing. So I just figured if you thought that was a good idea to grow the community, then probably it was going to be a good idea. I didn't know what it was going to look like. I didn't know how it was going to play out. And obviously it's evolved over the nearly year since you started it. So
thing is, I don't know what I'm doing really. I just do stuff and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Keep bumping off the wall.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Mm-hmm. What did you find over the course of the year were the downsides of it?
You putting a camera in my face every time we went anywhere, especially when I wasn't wearing any makeup.
I've kind of got away from that.
Yes, thank you for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of. Still do it occasionally.
Hate it.
It sure didn't seem like it. You're always like poking your head out over my shoulder like, hi, everyone. Like, apparently she likes it.
Only when I choose to do that. That's usually when I'm wearing makeup and my hair is done. When it's not, no.
Yeah. Never once did you shy away from the camera.
That is a lie.
Okay, everyone. This is a woman when you were 2 years old or 4 years old, you were making your sister sit with you and read the news. And you made her stand there in front of you pretending to roll the tape.
The video camera.
Roll the video camera.
I did.
And she would like cry and be like, I don't want to do this anymore. And you're like, you keep going. I'm reading the news.
Right. Yes, but I have been in control of when I'm on the camera, and that is with a full face of makeup.
A four-year-old.
No, in my life when I've been on camera. And when you just put the camera on me and I look like all the world gets to see me look blech.
Sure. You didn't seem to object very much.
You don't listen to anything I say.
Surprises from the year.
We have a gigantic garage in our yard. Yet another one of your harebrained ideas that if I had said no, it would still be there anyway. So.
The new pain cave, you were just in there.
Well, I was. It's nice.
And I commented in my Instagram photo after we were in there that for Christmas breakfast, I did deadlifts and you went for a walk and somebody went, whoa, NTK works out. This is worthy of a video. And I'm like, whoa, easy now. She watched The Office and walked for a mile and a half, and she's not doing a triathlon anytime soon. So don't get your hopes up, folks.
No, but I used to work out all the time. I used to be very strong and fit and lean. I went to the gym every day of the week. I just don't presently, and hopefully I will again soon.
All right. Let's say favorite surprises from the year that were a direct result of the vlog or occurrences.
I will say, now and 5 years from now, I will do a try.
Come on. What? Are you serious?
I don't know.
Hold on. This is going on Instagram stories here.
I'm not wearing any makeup. See, I've now new rule for 2018.
No, they have a beautification mode. We can put a filter on it and everyone will be like, wow, you really nailed your makeup. We got to do that. No.
Oh, that's going to be a really...
That's the opposite of a beautification filter. Ooh, that zoomed in on your nose.
Okay, maybe this is boring for people listening to a podcast.
Okay, that is groundbreaking news.
We'll see.
People are losing their mind right now.
Listen, the people may or may not know I got Lyme disease from
Lyme
tick
disease,
bite.
Yeah.
So new people maybe don't know that. This is why I am inactive. It basically took my legs out from under me and I'm getting them back. I've been in treatment for the last couple of years and
you're feeling better.
I'm feeling a ton better. There's still some things that need to be fixed. And once my body is in more tip-top shape, I would like to return to being a healthy, active person.
Even at your absolute most ambitious, you've still said that you have no desire to do any triathlons. So this is groundbreaking news, even to me.
Okay, well, maybe 5 to 10 years.
5 to 10 years, okay.
So it's never going to happen. But anyway,
age groups just get less competitive further up you go. So by that time, you could qualify for Kona before I do.
The biggest hurdle is a try, and now you're talking Kona? No. The biggest hurdle is that I hate getting my hair wet. So the swim training is out the window. I used to play Ultimate Frisbee 4 nights a week. So, I mean, it's not like the running is totally out of my wheelhouse. And I do like riding a bicycle, but the swim part, I do not enjoy swimming. Although I had an amazing dream the other night where I won Canada's first gold medal at the Olympics that were in my dream.
Against
in
men.
Swimming against men.
Yeah. In the next lane was Michael Phelps.
No, I didn't say it was Michael
Silver
Phelps
against Kim, and she didn't even know she was in it.
No, I didn't say Michael Phelps. We had just watched the Bobby.
It's amazing
Riggs
that you could get a gold medal in a sport without getting your hair wet.
I don't know. My hair was probably wet. I don't really know. The dream wasn't thorough in explaining that, but we had just watched the Bobby Riggs, Billie Jean King movie, Battle of the Sexes. I suspect that's why I was racing against men. Anyway, I won a gold in swimming. So
there you go. So you got a good base. You barely even have to train.
And it felt great.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got a taste of it now.
Yeah. Now I want to do it. Okay. Well, since you started the vlog then, what has surprised you?
What has surprised me about since doing the vlog that people want to watch?
That surprised you that people watch it? Me too.
Say that people
haven't reported you to the FCC for all the pictures of you and your Speedo?
Yeah, I took a look at my Instagram feed the other day, and if you were to look at that, you'd think I don't own shirts or pants. Biggest surprise was, I would say that it's actually taken over our life and the business and Mel's work and basically like taken over everything since doing it.
When I know
in January, when I was first thinking about it, we, Mel, who is our video person,
videographer,
extraordinaire, a fantastic maker of videos. We were talking about how we could make the vlog in such a way that it was sort of just this thing that I had time for off to the side and didn't take a whole lot of time away from running the business because that was what we were focused on. And really, really quickly, within a couple of months, it became all that we focused on. Like, we were thinking up ways that I could just shoot parts of the vlog while I was on the bike coming into work. And
yes,
that it wouldn't.
Yeah, that was the first conversation. Like, yeah, you should just, like, while you're writing, say your thoughts. And like,
and I've done that twice.
Yeah.
And otherwise, it's basically everything that we do. And I always thought that it was going to be kind of a cool thing, but I never thought that it would be such a big thing that I love it so much. And Mel is into it and you're into it, starting to get involved, obviously, with the podcast and a little bit more over the next year, which we'll talk about. Yeah, that would be surprising. I always thought that it was just going to be kind of this thing that I did for a couple hours or an hour every day off to the side.
Yeah, it's like, I guess,
and I wouldn't put so much effort into making them really good.
People who watch probably don't know how much of our life it consumes.
Yeah, on average, it would be somewhere around, on a day that I'm not editing it, it would be an hour to 2 hours. And that's including replying to people in comments and thinking about what I do and planning. And then on days where I am also editing it, it's more like 3 to 4.
Well, and also we can't just say, hey, it's a beautiful Saturday, let's hop in the car and drive to wherever. Let's hop in the car and drive across the border to North Dakota and do some shopping at Target in the States. Because
not for the full day.
Well, but also you have to probably get in some kind of intense workout and then for an hour or 2 hours or whatever. And then you also have to shoot a vlog and then you have to edit a vlog. Like, we can't. Unless we plan ahead. Mm-hmm. And even then,
full transparency to everyone. There are some days that, like right now, around Christmas, we will bank 7 or 8, or I think we bank 10 videos ahead of time so that while we're running around on Christmas break, and we did it while we went for vacation for a week in the summer, that it's not a vlog where every single day I'm shooting a video every single day. Mm-hmm. So we haven't done really anything for 2 days now. It feels wild. Instead, over the last few days, I've just filled that time by
fidgeting
and playing around with the website.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. What has been your favorite part? I think I know what the answer is.
Favorite part easily is hearing from people all around the world whose lives I've helped change.
Yeah, we should. I've been thinking, we need to find a way to share that more often because, I don't know, maybe it would probably...
Their success is kind of silent.
Right. Their success is silent.
I hear from it, but not everyone else does.
It's hard to do it also without seeming self-serving, though. Like, look at what I, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But at the same time, like, those stories that you've shared, I think are inspirational to other people. Like, some of the ones, I don't know, can you recap one?
Well,
there was two lately.
I'll recap One, because I actually put out a request to people who have gone through a training program, and I got a fantastic few emails back. One in particular from Steve. I don't know if he included his last name, just Steve. But the gist of it is that he had two kids. He weighed 155 kilograms. So we are talking somewhere around 350 pounds. Okay. Struggled with his weight all of his life. And he was having a tough time basically functioning, walking around the block, tried Weight Watchers, low sugar diet, ready-made meals, nothing ever worked. And then he recovered from a weight loss surgery. And I'm reading his email right now. Recovered from a weight loss surgery last year in July 2016 and found my channel. So I guess he was bored messing around on YouTube. And that was where he said he even went back and watched the early A-Race Taran videos. Oh, those were bad. But
you didn't have a beard at that time. That's the worst part.
Some of them were rough, but I still loved him. He said, yeah, they were.
You didn't have a beard. That's the worst part.
Basically, he went through it. I think that this is going to end up being shared in our email group. He has lost a total of 62 kilograms. So we're talking upwards of around 80 pounds. No, 2.2. So upwards of 150 pounds.
Yeah.
And he shared some pictures. And one is him that, yeah, look at the guy before. And now he's running in a triathlon is the picture that he sent with his arms out to the side like he's flying. And it looks fantastic.
And that's, you know, you get those emails and those messages on Instagram or wherever all the time from people saying, hey, this is how your channel has helped and inspired me. And some of those stories are really amazing. Like the gal who messaged you, I don't know, a month or some ago, who was doing triathlons in honor of the child that they had lost and how your channel, you know, inspired her to keep going. And I just, you know, stories like that. It's awesome that your channel and the work that you and Mel do have inspired people that way. But I think those people are inspiring too for overcoming their obstacles, right? Because that's your whole thing, like dropkick your fears and all that. And that you may have inspired them, but they did the work. And so those stories, I feel we need to find a way to share them more because I think that's important. And I mean, to be quite honest, you know, people around us who get annoyed because you're pulling that camera out again and they're like, oh, doesn't he ever stop it? I think it's important for them to realize too that you're literally reaching people and touching people around the world. And this isn't just like some whim hobby, some, you know, narcissistic thing where you got to put your face on camera all the time. You're actually helping people. And that's kind of amazing. Like, well, we don't all get a chance to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I enjoy it so much. Having creative outlet of getting to make fun and like what I think are beautiful pictures, certainly compared to what I was able to take 3-4 years ago and make videos that are fun and engaging, like have that creative outlet, but more so to actually feel like I have a purpose. Where coming from being an investment advisor, I literally felt like I was moving money from my left pocket to my right pocket, or from my client's pocket to my pocket, or from my client's pocket to the bank that I worked for, their pocket. But now, like, I'm instead of just moving money, I'm moving people. Mm-hmm. And when I say it, I don't know if people really understand how motivating I find that for me to try to, say, change my half Ironman time from a 4:46 to a 4:40 is cool and fun, but I don't think it's nearly as life-changing at this point as somebody who is going from the couch to doing even just their first sprint triathlon. Like, that is such a bigger step, and that's what motivates me. And to know that I'm kind of going through it with everyone together is why I want to do it. Yeah, good idea. We got to figure out a way to share everyone's stories.
Mm-hmm. I just think...
Email in stories right now. If you've got stories, Taran@triathlonTaran.com. Email them in and I'll figure out a way to share them somehow.
Taran, T-A-R-E-N,
mm-hmm.
In case people hadn't figured that out. So do you have a favorite video from the year? I know you were going to ask me that and I don't know.
Really? You don't have a favorite video from the year?
Well, just, I mean, the Kona, like race day video, how can that not be? But that's like a gimme. I don't know.
That's my gimme because it's beautiful. Mel did a absolutely fantastic job on it, hunkered down for 17 hours straight.
Editing, yeah.
Put out something that probably is, I wouldn't say that it's on par with the production quality of
NBC.
Of NBC because they had dozens of people doing it and they take 6 weeks to do it. But views-wise, it's like right there with Iron Man's. And I think that it communicates the story just as well. And like, it's our stuff. We did it with two cameras and four lenses running around.
Two cameras and a GoPro and some iPhone video. I shot some too.
Yeah. And the biggest thing about it is it was big, kind of a defining moment that in 2013, when you and I went to Kona for our honeymoon, it was something that we had to save up money for and we had to take time away from real life. And it was like, we went to experience something that was really fulfilling, but it was only in certain times. And now, having been able to go to Kona and like kind of do it as a job, it was like, oh wow, our fulfilling times are now all the time. Mm-hmm. We're working towards that. And the only reason that we're able to do that is because of the generosity of people spending their time watching us. Mm-hmm. It's not like we created this small little business or made a whole bunch of money in silence, and that's why we're able to do it. We're only able to do it because of the support and network of tens of thousands of people around the world. So while it's a really cool video, it's also a big symbol of what's happened over the past year. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is a gimme.
Yeah, it kind of is a gimme. And we've talked a lot about that. So I think we should veer away from Kona because we've talked a ton about Kona already.
We have. It's true. What was your most enjoyable podcast? And I'm very interested to hear this from you because backstory, when I started a podcast, it was because I was doing a couple of interviews here and there on the YouTube channel. And the YouTube channel was not a great place to do podcasts because the videos had to be short. I had to ask like kind of duck questions, easy questions, because they had to be answered really quickly off the top of people's heads. And I would end up chopping out so much of the interview. And I was a terrible interviewer. But a podcast was a much better platform for it. And right from day one, it was something that I had to relearn. Like I had to start from scratch, relearning how to make videos. But Kim is a trained reporter. You're a reporter.
Journalist.
But you were a reporter for, I don't like using the word journalist because I think people associate it with writing.
Yeah,
and while you're writing,
I was a television journalist.
A reporter.
But it's a TV journalist.
TV journalist for 15 years?
Ish, longer.
So when we started doing these podcasts, I'd start preparing and I'd be preparing for days and Kim would be sitting there knitting and she's like, oh, well, we just hop on and we start talking.
And you were like, no, we can't. You have to prepare.
Yeah. And I was freaking out. So my experience with the podcast is basically just been like straight learning, like having a fire hose in my face every single time we hit record and somebody calls in over Skype or we're doing it in person. As you're going through it, you're more experiencing, is it enjoyable? Is it going well? Is it not? Which was your favorite podcast?
I loved the one we did most recently with Jerry.
Jerry Rodriguez.
Rodriguez, yeah.
Tower 26, Lionel Sanders swim coach.
Just like, what a cool guy, first of all, just a neat guy. I loved his stories. I loved how he explained things. For someone who hates swimming, such as myself, I was still interested. And if someone who can't stand swimming found a swimming podcast interview interesting, I think that speaks highly to the interest of the person. He's just a neat guy and super friendly and just really fun to interview and talk to. I mean, yeah, it was fun to interview Mark Allen. It was fun the legend Mark Allen. It was fun to interview some of the pros.
That was fun, but I found that so stressful.
Right. You get very nervous.
That was one of our first. Holy smokes.
Right. And he's not a super talkative guy. So
he got there.
He did.
You got him there. You asked him a couple questions that kind of cracked him. You can hear it in the interview that he started with, it seemed like very, like the answers that he's answered 10,000 times since 1989 about the Iron War. And then you cracked him with one.
I asked him why he didn't have a mustache.
That was a good one.
Why did you not have a mustache at the time?
All of a sudden he started opening up.
Yeah, no, that was good. Those were good. It's neat to interview the pros. But I mean, when it comes down to it, they're all just people. I loved Sarah Crowley. She's a super cool girl. I hope we get to meet her at some point. We've talked to some neat people. But yeah, I really liked Jerry.
Jerry was good.
Yeah, that would be my pick. Well, I guess now I'm just asking you questions.
Okay. Are you?
I think you would rather just ask them than answer them.
I'll ask you. Let's chat a little bit about Kona. What was your favorite thing that happened while we were at Kona? Because there was a lot of cool things.
The whole thing was great. Being there was awesome. It was very different than when we were there on our honeymoon. Obviously, of course, having been a journalist for as many years as I was, I covered many big Canadian sporting events. And so I've been a part of giant events like that before. So I was used to that. I think for you, it was a big, I don't want to say culture shock, but all of it was big and new and different. Having access, getting behind the scenes, media accreditation, all that. You'd never done that before. I've done it a million times. So that wasn't new for me or for Mel, because she has as well. People who've newer tuning in, Mel was my camera person at one of the television stations I worked at. And then when Taryn was looking to hire, I recommended her.
Is still this past year.
Was still my camera
person. Your camera person for game day hosting for our professional football team.
Right. Anyway, that stuff wasn't cool to me because I've done it before, but I don't know, just being there with a purpose, like you said, of, you know, capturing video, interviewing pros. We did a couple of awesome, fun interviews. We got to interview Bob Babbitt, which was really neat for me, kind of a legend in the sport. And I really liked that. But maybe, you know, one of the cool things was interviewing some pros for Triathlon Magazine Canada. We had Bob Babbitt's Leavens. Should we tell this secret?
Absolutely. We staked out the outside of Huggo's on the Rock, and we could see when Bob Babbitt was going to interview so-and-so, because he publishes schedule and you can actually go and watch it live. And I cherry-picked about a half a dozen pros that I wanted to meet. And then we hung out outside Huggo's on the Rocks.
Yeah.
And as they came out, we're like, Mark Allen, Mark, can we get you for literally 90 seconds?
And then we would do the interview. And we got Chrissy Wellington. The camera. No, Taryn was so mad at me, you guys. He barely spoke to me the rest of the day.
Too soon, Kim.
The record button on the camera is really sticky. And Mel can attest to this. If you don't hit it hard enough, it doesn't roll. And I hit record and didn't realize it wasn't rolling. And our Chrissy Wellington interview, stop hitting your head with your microphone.
This is me hitting my head with the microphone.
Well, listen, Mel also didn't record something for the very same reason, because that stupid button was sticky. So anyway, Taryn didn't talk to me all day. He had a fit.
I was very upset.
These things happen. Get over it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was cool. So the leave-ins, Bob Babbitt's leave-ins were cool. It was cool that worked and we were able to make it happen. And that footage looked really good. And Jesse Thomas probably was my favorite of that.
Jesse was fun.
Yeah. He's got such really great fun. Hair, that guy.
Yeah. He's got a good lid. Mm-hmm. Really good lid. Mm-hmm. Why did you go to, a lot of people ask, why did you go to Kona and not Austin?
Work. I had to work.
Mm-hmm. Explain what you do.
I work in communications for the University of Manitoba here in Winnipeg in the Faculty of Kinesiology. And I had just started in June, and getting the week off for Kona was enough of an ask in a brand new job, let alone to get another week off.
Fortunately, your boss is a triathlete.
That's right. Brandy. Shout out to Brandy. If she ever listens to these podcasts, I doubt she does. But
Brandy and I have had some solid races back and forth.
Yeah. So thanks to Brandy for letting me go. Also, as Taryn mentioned, I was the sideline reporter for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers in the Canadian Football League. And both...
You've retired.
Well,
announced
that's why
your
I
retirement
said was,
a
yes.
week ago.
However, I've been doing that job for a number of years, and Austin, both Kona and Austin fell on game day. So I had to make a choice, which was which of the two races was I going to go to? And I mean, who's going to turn down going to Hawaii? Plus it was a whole week's worth. You needed my help in Kona more than you would have needed my help in Austin. So... And that's why I didn't go. But I mean, got to pay the bills, yo. Got to work.
So announcing your retirement then leads into something that is going forward here. We can switch to kind of going forward
well,
in
2018. Well, yeah. So just the other day I resigned from my game day position because I was
on Twitter.
And some things just run their course. It was just time. I'm too busy with this. This is our life and our future. And you know, that it was a big stress for me to have to tell them that I couldn't work the game when we were going to Kona. I mean, you know, you accept a position like that. And it's not like you can say, well, I can only do 3 of the 10 games. No, you have to do all the games. It's a commitment that I was always happy with doing. I mean, that was a priority for me, but this is now a priority. And it was such a huge stress to have to take that game off. And then, you know, as the year went on, I just found myself when I'd have a game day, it's a really long day. It's a couple of hours beforehand, getting there, pregame meetings. It's really emotionally and physically, mentally exhausting to be on in front of 40,000 people and to do that job. And I was finding, you know, my floor director and I by the Jason, who I adore, Jason and I by the second quarter would be like, so is the game over yet? I'm just really ready to go home. And also people would say, hey, did you see, you know, so-and-so's amazing catch? And my answer would be, no, I didn't. Was
yeah,
working.
You basically wouldn't get to watch.
I couldn't see any of the game.
You'd be going from live hit in the stands to live. Having a live hit on the sidelines.
Yeah, running
to,
around.
Yeah,
there was no
the next live hit with the director. Yeah.
There was no time whatsoever for me to see the game. And I am a huge football fan, and particularly of our home team in the CFL here. And so it would be nice to be able to just sit in the stands with our friends Chad and Heather and
be a fan,
have a beer, and
you
eat some
be a fan
butter
for,
chicken
for. One season, basically, mm-hmm. over the last 12 years,
right.
you've either covered the team as a reporter
or
worked
for the team or did this
in the office or did the sideline reporting.
So that's why. And that's why. And now I'll be free to, well, I can get holidays from my job, go to the next time you race in Austin or whatever, or Campeche or whatever.
So do you know what your upcoming Triathlon Terran involvement is going to be in 2018?
I think you're going to tell them I'm going to be your virtual assistant, even though it's not really virtual if I'm sitting right here.
That's true. So Kim is going to be involved more. What I'm finding is as we are growing, obviously I am not able to keep up with the amount of A, getting back to people, B, creating new video ideas, new podcast ideas. I find that I get bogged down with just like the daily keeping it afloat. And occasionally, I'm sure what people will see is that every couple of months, there's a lull of like 5 days to a week or 10 days where the vlogs are just kind of like a chronological order of my day and nothing's really exciting. That's me getting burnt out and falling behind on just keeping everything afloat. So we need help with that.
Well, because you have clients for the business. You have other clients that are not Triathlon Terran. You're also busy with that stuff too.
Yeah. Because where we're at with Triathlon Terran is this is going to then lead into my 2018 goals for the year. Triathlon Terran still, it is a long way away from keeping, I think I could probably make a living myself.
If it was just you?
If it was just me.
In a one-bedroom apartment?
From the kitchen table here. It was just me. But why I don't want to just do that is because of a few reasons. It can't be as big and impactful as I'd like it to be.
You mean just you without Mel?
Just me without Mel. I think I could make a living out of it right now. But then the downside of that is I would go to Kona and we couldn't do that really big, awesome video that reaches tens and tens of thousands of people. We also couldn't do things like some of the video ideas that we've got going with product reviews and product testing, where Mel and I are talking about some new video concepts in 2018, where we're cutting bikes in half and helmets in half, or smashing bikes and having multiple camera angles. And if it's just me, I can't do those cool videos. And what it ends up being is more of those mailed in videos. Like that's what I could keep up with, more mailed in videos. And I think some of the most beneficial stuff is, yeah, the videos are cool, but when it comes to people saying, hey, how do I do strength training? I don't think that just more daily vlog videos about strength training are as beneficial as creating like a strength training program. And that takes a ton of time.
Plus you would get bored by yourself. You need someone to talk to and bounce ideas off of. And Mel is great and creative. And she has come up with some really fun stuff, like the Christmas Day blooper video. She presented that to you as a surprise at our Christmas party. The four of us, Mel and her fiance Jay, and Taryn and I went out for dinner. That was our Christmas party.
And bowling,
which was actually super
Mel
fun.
Mel is awesome at bowling.
Weird. That is a big unexpected thing. Mm-hmm. Strange. Anyway, I think you would get bored, and Mel is super creative and fun and great to talk to. And I think you need that in your life. Mm-hmm. Plus I need someone to take you off my hands from time to time, all the time.
Yeah. I would say that this is interesting. A lot of people will be baffled by this. I am more introverted than I am more extroverted.
Oh, yeah.
So But at the same time, I'm like an outgoing introvert. So I need some people around me. Mm-hmm. But in
you
doses,
need people to laugh at your jokes.
I need people to laugh at my jokes so that I have some interaction. But the more people around, the more I get stressed about it. Mm-hmm. So when we first started the social media company, there were four of us. And if you go back and look at a lot of those videos, you can see Teddy and Jay, who have since gone different directions. But I found that really stressful, just having so many people around all the time that I had to interact with. Whereas Mel is A, awesome, mm-hmm. B, super easygoing, and C, just the right amount of people for me.
Mm-hmm. And is able to put up with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Easygoing. Yeah. Yeah. So Kim is going to be more involved, assisting, keeping all of the day-to-day going, making sure that the trains run on time as we release new podcasts, different podcasts, or different video formats. She is going to be involved in some of those video formats with, I think, the most common triathlon Terran search term that I just found this out over the last couple of days on YouTube is triathlon Terran nutrition. So people are really interested in the overnight oats recipes. They're constantly asking, hey, when are the NTK recipes going to be up?
There's some up.
There's a couple. But what I'd like to do is Shit Terran Eat Sunday. And every Sunday, we will feature a meal that I don't really make too many meals.
Don't make any meals.
But we'll feature a meal that either I have for breakfast or Kim makes for supper or Coach Pat makes for recovery drinks or things like that. And then we can package it all up and people can then download them and make them themselves. So that means that you are going to be in the videos more frequently.
Me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Making the food because I can't make the food.
No, you cannot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So. True story. Like our second date or something, Taryn invited me over to his basement apartment suite. He owned a house and he was living in the basement, renting out the upper floors. Not that part is important, but anyway, invited me over and made me dinner, which consisted of a frozen chicken breast that he did not cook all the way through.
No,
and
I did not. The microwave did not cook it all the way through
and it was raw. And ever since then, I will not eat food that Taryn prepares. Thank you very much.
Fellas,
that was
small tip
strategy
for life,
wasn't it?
Screw up early on in a relationship and then your future, your significant other will just be like, oh God, I'll just do it myself. I'm like, hello, score.
You're the worst.
So yeah, more NTK in the future.
In 2018.
Yep.
So what's that all going to look like?
Well,
what's my
plan by the end of, so we'll put it this way, in 2017, the goal for Triathlon Terran was just to grow the piss out of it. I didn't focus a whole lot on making any money, reaching out to companies for sponsorship. I reached out to companies who I had an interest in their products, but not really reaching out to them and saying like, hey, I like your stuff so stinking much. I'm willing to say no to everyone else's product, but I got to make a living at this. So what my goal is, like, it was just growth, grow, 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 grow. And I think we've done that. We've kind of figured out what people like, what people want, what a format is. We're going to massage it a little bit. But the goal by the end of 2018 is to get Triathlon Terran to a point that it makes us enough money. And it's going to sound greedy capitalist, but it makes enough money that you and Mel and I can make a living out of it. The reason that that's the goal is because we've only got a certain amount of runway with savings and with clients and with time and life in general that we can do things and kind of steal from the income that we make from my social media company clients to support Triathlon Terran. And it's important that we get Triathlon Terran to a point that it's self-sustaining so that we can continue to do it full time. And then it allows us to, for all of eternity, touch lives and help people and things like that. And I think the longer that I put off making sure that it can sustain itself, the more risky it is that we might have to give it up. I'll say that. So the goal for 2018 is to, by the end of the year, have it to a point that it is sustaining itself. And the things that people will see, like from the outside, that we're working on is the website is going to be a lot cleaner, a lot easier to access resources. So things like the strength training program, the learn to swim program, getting confident in swimming, more resources like that, those seem to be really, really beneficial and they're free and it's just an email download. And I want to create one of those every month or 2 months because they seem to be something that people really, really enjoy. And that then allows us to have like a home that isn't on rented land, because when all I'm doing...
We're renting this house?
Nah, you're kind of on social media, on say YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, you're on rented land. You're building a follower base on rented land, and then the algorithm could change tomorrow and boom, you're out of business.
It's happened to many YouTube people, right? Who've had their incomes completely cut when they changed the algorithm.
Yeah. So if I'm just relying on YouTube AdSense revenue, that's very risky because I could lose 80% of my income tomorrow if YouTube decides to change things. So building things on a website in addition to that and having an email list, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram can change whatever they want. And I've got that personal relationship with people through their email where I can always contact them until they unsubscribe or just stop paying attention to me. But it's one-on-one and it's building an asset that I can count on long-term. We're launching a second podcast. So we're recording this on Christmas Day. We have the first introductory podcast out, explaining the Triathlon Trainee Ask podcast.
Good name.
I thought so myself. We are doing every single day, an under 10-minute podcast. And I say we because it's moral support from everyone, but it's just me this time. I will answer a question that is submitted to triathlonterran.com/traineeask. And followers can submit any question that they like. I will answer it. It's under 10 minutes. It's every single weekday, completely different from the interview podcast. And the idea of that is people ask me questions all the time on social media. If I go and answer those questions, the only person that sees the answer is the person who asked the question. Yeah. And thousands of other people can probably benefit from that answer.
Well, so you get the same questions over and over.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I get the same variations of the same questions over and over, but if I go and answer it and nobody else sees it, I've benefited that one person. Great. But there are thousands of other people that probably have the same question in some sort of way. So putting it into a podcast, everyone can hear it. And like, frankly, that's another place that I can sell advertising to supportive sponsors that it's more that makes us sustainable. It's another place that we can make Triathlon Terran sustainable. I can't sell ads on answering questions on social media. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's that. There's probably going to be more travel. I found that going to races and meeting pros and creating content with pros and meeting followers was so much fun that I want to do it more often, instead of just the couple of times that we did it this year. And building relationships with pros like Sarah Crowley, it's really got me thinking like, how can I show the fun side of these pros? Something that you did, NTK, from back in your day of covering the Bombers. She had a show called The Fabulous Blue Bomber Show, and it wasn't really about here's what the score
was.
It
was no highlights. It wasn't about the games. It was getting to know the players behind the game, behind the mask. So it was meeting them in their own environments, doing fun things with them, just getting to know them as people. Because you don't get that opportunity very often. You see clips from them. Well, I mean, more so now when you can follow people on their social media, you can get more of a sense of who they are. But we had
a pizza eating contest. You went to go-karting.
Oh, all kinds of different stuff with guys, just doing fun stuff with the guys. So, yeah.
Yeah. So doing that with pros is something that I'd like to do, is to show the personal side of them. I think that if you could like take almost any interview or Q&A or article written about a pro and take out Sarah Crowley and sub in Heather Jackson, and unless you said that you did that, people might not know the difference.
No, really, they wouldn't.
Because like a lot of the questions from the majority of the media, they're all the same. Like, what did you feel at mile 13?
Oh, and when Merinda Carfrae was coming up behind you, what did you think? Yeah, like.
Yeah. But being able to get into the same location as pros and show some of their personal side, I think, is a really fun and important thing to do. So yeah, more of that. And big thing that people will see in the YouTube channel is a video upgrade. So instead of just a daily vlog every single day, when not every single day is that interesting, and I'm trying to cram interesting stories into every single day by forcing the channel to be a daily vlog, it's like the daily vlogs end up being not a great daily vlog. And then when I have a gear review or a tip or a workout, they end up being not great gear reviews or tips or things like that, because then they're crammed into a daily vlog. So what we're going to do is the daily vlogs where I have a really interesting day are going to be a daily vlog. They're still going to be the daily vlog, but days where we've got a gear review, it's going to be a more proper gear review, not crammed into a daily vlog. And then what that allows us to do is, because we don't have to formulate every single video into a story of my day, we can make it a better video. We can do multiple camera angles. We can bring out gimbals. We can take more time to make sure that the lighting is right. The music is picked out. The concept is figured out. We're buying supplies and materials for how to cut a helmet in half and things like that. So the video quality is going to get a lot better and a lot more fun. Mel is super excited about it. I'm super excited about it because it allows us to basically just tell better stories all the time. And don't worry, the vlogs aren't going away. It's just that the vlogs are going to be better vlogs. Mm-hmm. They're going to be better vlogs. Yeah, that's the big stuff. End of the year, full-time triathlon tear.
End of the year 2018.
2018, yes.
That's the goal.
That's the goal.
Plan.
That's the plan. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And racing-wise, I think...
I guess we should talk about that.
Yeah, I guess people are asking... saying,
hey, yeah, sat through this whole thing. Yeah. I'm waiting.
Do you have racing figured out? Well, we qualified for the Half Ironman World Championships in South Africa.
You qualified.
Yes. September 1st and 2nd. I think it's like men's one day, women's the next, or vice versa. And I want to race a lot more than I did this past year. So we'll probably race something like one at the end of March, beginning of April. Could be something like Puerto Rico. I think Puerto Rico has one, Oceanside, Florida, one of those. Galveston has one of those halves. And then might do like a back-to-back, two weekends in a row, and use the same fitness for two races somewhere around beginning of July. And then I'll have 6 to 8 weeks to recover and prep for South Africa. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have no races picked out, but it'll probably be like three halves before South Africa happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was very anticlimactic because I'm sure people were like, oh, I want to know where he's racing. I don't know where I'm racing. Mm. I'm still in the mode of enjoying the off season and making sure that the training is fun, resetting my brain, getting strong, recovering from my foot injury, like just rebuilding the mental and physical chassis.
You mean off season?
Off season. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So there we go.
Well, that's it then.
That's 2017 and 2018. I want to thank everyone, obviously, for following along and allowing us to be in a position where we can even think about doing a sport for a living and just sharing a sport and like not even having to be that good at it. I'm like a decent age grouper, but in a position where enough of you spend enough of your time and are generous enough with that we can, yeah, follow our dreams and at the same time, like, help people follow their dreams. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's touching that you're all supportive like that. So thank you for a great 2017. It was honestly probably the best year of my life.
Oh, that's nice.
No, seriously. Most years people look back and they're like, ooh, best year of my life for sure. Gonna nail it. This was legitimately like, whoa, this was life changing. What I thought before I started the vlog was, if there's a time that I have a chance to do something really big and really risky, it's going to be now. And either it's going to be a tremendous flop and we're going to spend tons of time and money, and it's going to go nowhere, or it could change all of our lives. And I think it could. And I think it could change a lot of other people's lives. So it's cool. Sign off. What do you have to say to sign off?
Hey, if you want a knitted hat.
No, don't do that. That is the worst pay by the hour. You are doing over the holidays too legit to knit knitted hats.
No. My new company, Too Legit to Knit Crochet Hat Company. I'm making what they call a messy bun hat or a ponytail hat, messy bun beanie.
Your CFO is Petey.
Yeah, Petey the dog. And it's got a hole in the top for your ponytail or your bun to come out of. And that way, you know, like when you leave the gym and you still have a ponytail, you still keep your head warm and not have to smash your ponytail down. But you're right. It's not a very good use of my time because it takes me about 5-6 hours to make a hat.
And you charge $25 for it. Yeah. Please, nobody support us by buying a messy bun hat. Thank you.
Like one or two would be fine.
Thank you, everyone. And I hope you all drop kick your 2018s.
Bye.
Bye.
If there was anything on the podcast that you heard and you want to know more about, you can visit our show notes at triathlonterran.com/topics/triathlonterranpodcast. We'll have all of the links listed there. Any other info that you may not have had time to write down or whatever, it's listed there for you in perpetuity.
Something newer, juicier, freer.
We love free.
We've had resources kind of scattered throughout the website for the past year that we've built up. Well, I have put that all on one single page on the website at triathlonterran.com/free resources. Just by entering your email address, you can get a free swim drill program, a free strength training program, a running drill program. And as we start coming out with things, everything will be there. So you can check it now. You can check it later.
Come early, come often.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be adding stuff all the time, so make sure you check it out frequently. Also, if you've got questions for Taryn, and many of you do, and you leave them in the YouTube comments, Facebook, Instagram, etc., we're trying to aggregate that all into one spot so everybody can see and hear the answer. And that's why we've now launched the Triathlon Trainiask podcast, because it's Trainiacs asking questions. So what we want you to do is head over to triathlonterran.com/trainiask. If you have a question, you'll record it and Taryn may answer it on the podcast. He's recording them every single weekday, and you can find the podcast on every single podcast player out there. And Trainiask is spelled TRAINIASK.
Short nuggets of info. Every episode, I guarantee under 10 minutes.
Perfect.
And it's hard to get me to stop talking. So this is a feat. Finally, last thing that you can do is if you like this show or the Trainiask show when you check it out, head over to iTunes, give us a review, good, bad, indifferent. Hopefully 5 stars because we're pretty awesome.
Reviews just really help us out.
It really helps with the iTunes algorithm. However it happens, it works. It's internet magic and helps other new or aspiring Trainiacs discover us. So that would be much appreciated.
Thanks, folks. See you next time.